BMRN. BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free. 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is sponsored by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Speak up. 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
I was reading an article about all the stores so far that have decided to be closed on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I have no feeling at all. I think it's a big to-do about nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Some people feel they shouldn't make their employees work on Thanksgiving Day and that kind of thing, you know?
It's not on my radar as something to care about.
So, my question...
Yeah,
what? Call us at 888-RADIO-30. Are you going to work on Thanksgiving Day?
Well, I can tell you personally...
eBay seller, are you going to work on Thanksgiving Day? Give us a call, 888-RADIO-30, and let us know. Are you, Griff?
Well... No, because I have to go somewhere. But when I was, in the few times in my life where I worked for a paycheck, I loved working on holidays.
Why?
Because, it's personal, I guess, but I didn't really want to be at a family get-together when I was a kid, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And later, when I was in a band, we were always playing on holidays, and I loved it.
Yeah, well, I was in radio. You know, when you start out on the air, you're on nights usually, at least in the olden days.
Paying your dues.
You were, exactly. But if you were the one who got to fill in for the morning guy and the afternoon guy on holidays, you were ecstatic because you got to be on the radio in the daytime. So I used to love doing that, but then my family would just wait dinner. You know, we'd have it when I got off the air. But I worked many Christmases, many Thanksgivings in my life. But some people think that these stores shouldn't make them do it. So I just wondered, our eBay sellers, give us a call. 888-RADIO-30. Let us know if you're going to be working on Thanksgiving and how you feel about it. In the meantime, now it's time for our research report with Matt Brossard, brought to you by TerraPeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Take it away, Matt.
Over 1,100 eBay categories show more bid activity than listing growth since last month, which is no surprise since the holidays are approaching. While it's a little too early for me to think about Christmas, this is the week when sales start to climb. For example, starting this week, jewelry and watches categories are starting their peak sales period, and sales per week will as much as double between now and mid-December. That's a pretty short period of time to do so much sales activity. Branches with the highest sales are rings and necklaces in the fine jewelry category, and necklaces and bracelets in the fashion jewelry category. However, there are interesting patterns of demand happening in smaller categories too, like Art Deco rings and cameos. And this group of categories are performing slightly better than this time last year. The highest bid activity is concentrated on listings for brightly colored sapphire, green onyx, and ruby rings, while most popular search terms include keywords like vintage engagement ring, earrings, filigree ring, camphor, and enamel. Not all jewelry categories are thriving, though. Interest in costume jewelry and new productions of vintage jewelry appears to be on the decline, so be selective about what you're sourcing this holiday season. This is Matt Brossard reporting from TerraPeak.com. Now back to Griffin Lee.
Thank you so much, Matt. We appreciate your report. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. And if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're on the air. All you have to do is click the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. You can fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. We can't promise to respond to every email we receive, but we'll certainly do our best. So there you have it.
There it is.
Our telephone number again, 888-RADIO-30. We're just dying to know anything you question or comment you may have about eBay, but we'd also like to know if you're going to work on Thanksgiving Day. And while you're at it, let us know how you feel about stores being open or closed, brick and mortar stores on Thanksgiving Day. 888-RADIO-30. So, Griff, you've been listing anything?
No.
I listed a couple of purses. My first purses, big purses that I've listed. I listed little vintage purses before, but regular big ones. It's a little different. The packing, the shipping, the taking the pictures of. But we're getting there. And now the next thing we're listing this week, we've got some eBay logo travel mugs that we're going to list. And then I've got hundreds of pieces of jewelry to list. I don't know, after what he said about listing, what did he say, costume jewelry right now, isn't it great? Used costume jewelry?
I'm bedecked in it right now.
Seabay in Atlanta, Georgia is on the line with us. Griff, Seabay, what is your question or comment?
Hi, Griff.
How you doing?
How are you,
Seabay? My comment is to answer, you were asking if we're going to be working on the holiday.
Sure.
I absolutely will be listing on Thanksgiving and be very thankful that I'm able to list.
There you go. I think that's commendable. No one's forcing you to list.
Nope, but I will be. I will be listing that whole week trying to get things finalized for hopefully the big Black Friday sale.
Yes.
I will be listing.
Okay.
Terrific.
Well, and did you list last year?
I'm sure I did. The holidays aren't a big deal for me, so I like the peace and quiet.
I get it.
You know, it's funny you should say that,
Seabay. On holidays, because usually everyone is scrambling before the holiday to get to their destination. So
that's right.
Especially flying. Flying on the holidays are always easy because most times people are where they need to be by
that's
the actual
right.
holiday. So.
In fact, it's a great that Thursday is a great day to be in a plane.
It is. I love holidays. See, I love to get the family together, even if they argue and complain, and we do have some patterns in our family like everybody else does.
Does your family have that conversation with the flying plates?
No.
Mine did.
We don't do that. We don't get that bad, but somebody always gets PO'd, and it's usually the same people, and, you know, we just put up with it. But I adore having my family around me.
I remember one year, I think it was Thanksgiving, one of our crazier aunts got up on the table with a broad axe and started swinging it around
at
people's heads.
Oh, my God. Griff, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, good times.
Well, but things are good in your life now. Just look at it that way, Griff.
Oh, I missed the broad axe.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Seabay.
We definitely appreciate it.
Seabay brings up a good point.
Yeah.
So for most of us, maybe not all of us, but for most of us, our listing and selling area tends to be away from everything else, like mine's in the garage. It's nice and peaceful and quiet out there.
I don't know. I don't want peace and quiet on holidays. Kathleen in Colorado Springs, Colorado, known on eBay as Mrs. Cat's Meow. Kathleen, what's your question or comment, Kathleen?
Kitty, kitty, kitty.
Well, I've been called worse. I was your last caller last Thursday when Miss Louise Sanchez was there.
Yes.
And I am one of her minions who is learning under her, and I just wanted to say how wonderful she is.
Oh, yeah.
We love her.
We had a great time with Louise last week. She was fun.
Yeah. Well, she turned me on to you guys, and as I list now, I sit and listen to eBay Radio, and I'm already going through all the archives, and I'm back onto page, 17. I listen to you religiously now.
Well, that's good to know.
Thank you, Kathleen. So what are you going to be doing on Thanksgiving Day, Kathleen? Are you going to be working?
Oh, no. Seven children, 12 grandchildren. I will be home.
Wow. You have a full house.
I actually quit a job 1 year because they were going to have me work on Christmas morning.
Really?
I walked out 3 weeks before Christmas, and it was a very good job.
Wow.
So they're important to you like they are to me.
Oh, crazy. Crazy important. Absolutely.
So
as a matter of fact, we're having our eBay meetup group Christmas party here.
Oh. Well, that'll
I'm
be
very
fun.
Very excited.
Oh, that'll
That's
be a lot
exciting.
Of fun.
Exciting.
Well, we can't, but where do you live?
Colorado Springs.
Oh, so you're going to have it there. Oh, that'll be fun.
Yes. Yes, and I heard you say that she's opening up a new one.
Yes, she's opening one in Albuquerque.
I'm guessing she's going that we have our meeting tomorrow night. And if she thinks she's leaving us, she's wrong. So.
No.
No, she's not leaving.
So what's happened was she spends a lot of time there. And so because she spends time there, she figured I might as well start a group down here as well. So she'll be going back and forth. Yeah.
She's
not
leaving. Like, Louise is going to be like the franchisor of the seller groups. She's going to go start them and then turn them over to other people. Oh, yeah, it is a lot of work to start one. You got it.
She's a wonderful teacher.
Well, Kathleen, if we don't hear from you before Thanksgiving, enjoy your Thanksgiving, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Our phone number is 888-RADIO-30. We're asking that you can call in about any issue, of course, but we're around that, asking the question, you're going to be working Thanksgiving Day, and how do you feel about these brick-and-mortar stores who are having their employees work on Thanksgiving Day?
So Rich and Nyla were with us last week as well from Elk Grove. And so Rich surprised me. We were sitting in the comedy club. There's a nice club. It's called the Improv in San Jose. It's kind of famous. And you get dinner beforehand, and there's, you know, tables and chairs. So it's a really comfortable way to see a show. And when the show started, Harlan was talking, and Harlan made a joke that I thought Rich might actually pass out from laughing so hard. It was almost as if he was screaming. He was laughing. And I turned around and looked at him, and I thought, well, you know, you learn a lot about people at a show like that. You realize they have some quirky senses of humor, too. But it's pretty funny.
We're going to speak with Stephanie when we come back.
This open phone segment was sponsored by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Call us now at 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 296.
The holidays mean an increase in traffic and sales. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media. And he's known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller, Third Power Outlet. He has this holiday tip.
Think about ways to begin bundling some product. Even if that's not a strategy you use ongoing throughout the year, during this time of the year, it can be used to really entice buyers into specials. You can make certain bundles that are for limited time, and that really gets people to jump in and buy. Sometimes you can throw things into a deal and make it a bundle. You can really amp up your average sale price.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready with girded loin, here is your host, Griff.
And this Open Phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Stephanie in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, known on eBay as Battery 215. Hey, Stephanie, what's your question or comment?
My question and my comment. Well, my thing is that what happens when you sell an item, you know what you sent to the person. What I do is I always back it up with sent out photos in a separate folder, not my listing folder. And the problem was the person came back and said it had all the, every time they sent me a message, they didn't, the number one thing when Griff was here in Philadelphia, and I always was doing it, is that I communicate with the buyer or the seller before I go to eBay to see if things can be worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that
mm-hmm.
was not done in this case. They went straight to eBay and said that the item that I sent them was not as described. And it was a brand new item. Everybody agreed at it. I didn't tell anybody that I backed my items up. Okay? And they went on, and she finally, I asked her several times to send me a photo of what you think that was wrong with the item. And she didn't. I went through 8 customer service. I went through the other negotiable part, and they never sent. So then when eBay told her to send it, she sent the photos. Now, nobody asked me for my photos that I had before I even wrapped it. I went through 5 steps of taking pictures. Hmm. And when she sent her pictures that were grainy and not visible and had stickies on them to say it was this wrong, was that wrong, and when she sent one photo, I know it wasn't my bag. Now, when it happened at the very end, I didn't get a very understanding customer service patient in the whatever department it was. So after I hung up the phone, not 5 minutes after I hung up the phone, I was just very upset about how it was taken care of. And my end as a buyer working so hard to keep my, you know, reputation up to par, you know, they went for the seller or the buyer, I'm sorry, and they went and made a decision that she can get her money back. They did not ask me for my pictures. I had told them several times that I had my pictures, and I told them also after she brought her pictures up, she had 48 hours to give her pictures. She did not give it up until like 4 in the morning. Mm. And then when I talked to eBay again, I felt like they were not on my side. They were not doing, you know, listening to me as a seller, or they were listening to her and look at her record and then gave her the, you know, the end result. As
well,
far as
Stephanie,
saying, okay.
Yeah.
So they're supposed to be sending the item back to me. My thing is, it looks like a circle. You believe the person. I sent you my photos. I sent her my photos because right. you didn't ask me for my photos, okay? I know what I sent in my heart. I know what the bag is. Mm. I saw her photos. They were grainy. They were dark. You
right, Stephanie, let me get a word in here, please, because we only have so much time.
I'm sorry.
So in a case like this where a buyer mm-hmm. gets an item and then claims it's not as described, we mm-hmm. use your photos from your description and listing. That's the photos we use, because those are the photos you use to sell the item. So
that's
we don't require, or we don't accept photos that the seller has that they may have taken afterwards. All we care about is what you showed in your listing. When a buyer says the item is not as described, the eBay, and they open a case with eBay, eBay says you have to send the item back, and when you get the item back, the seller can view the item, and if it's not the item they shipped, then the seller can dispute the return and say, and the case, and say, this, the buyer shipped me back something different. If the buyer sends back the item that you shipped, refund the money and move on. It's going to happen. It's going to happen if you sell anywhere. It's going to happen on eBay, hopefully very rarely, but you will, as a part of doing business, run into a buyer who wants to return an item. Do you accept, do you use hassle-free returns that we talked about at the meetup or at the in-person event?
No.
Why not, Stephanie?
Yes.
Why don't you use that? Why aren't you opted into hassle-free returns?
You ought to at least look into it.
Yeah. So I think you have to think of it this way.
Well, what happens, my thing is at the end, you're going to send that item back.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah,
that person's going to say, I hear what you're saying, Griffin.
Right.
We talked about it. You're going to send that item back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not my item.
Well, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're making the assumption that it's not your item. You can't really even think that until you get the item back.
Okay, how about if they, I feel wrong about it. It feels wrong. And what I'm saying is that, how about if they did things, people are funny out here. You know it. How about she did something to this brand new 200 item and to make her case?
Well,
what
then you can report that to eBay as part of the process. But you can't even make that assumption until you get the item back. Sometimes buyers buy something and they're just not happy with it. That happens as well. It happens to me. I take returns. I don't worry about it. I just move on to the next sale. But you really can't draw the end of this story until you get the item back. That would be my advice.
Then let us know what happens.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Postage from your PC. Up next, staying positive amidst changes. This is eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
eBay seller, perhaps you've tried drop shipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole pallet full of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name-brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rockin' Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house, anywhere in the continental USA, for just $10 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com. Register. It's free. And you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.